Oh, my goodness.
So it was with Kenny?
Oh, I get it.
It was with Kenny. Okay, can you see Carlozzi?
We'll wait for Alderman Carlozzi.
Alderman?
We're having a conversation.
I didn't want to bang my gavel.
What's up, Carlos?
If that was my gavel, I would bang it up.
All right, I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the New Britain Common Council of August 12, 2015, at 7:36 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Here.
Magnuszewski.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Here.
Platosh.
Here.
Sanchez. Carlozzi.
Here.
DeFranzo.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Pabon.
Here.
Giantonio.
Here.
Smedley.
Jet lagged and present.
Salerno.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Belinsky.
Present.
14 present, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Can we all please rise for the invocation followed by the pledge?
O God, our Heavenly Father, as vacations, summer school, and outdoor camps come to a close, as our sunny summer days get shorter and cooler, we give you thanks for the recreation and bounty you have provided us. Look down on our Dojinki organizers and volunteers as they celebrate the longstanding tradition of giving thanks for your harvest. Give them a sunny, comfortable weekend. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the pledge, led by Mr. Burial.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Before we go into approval of the minutes, I just want to say that plans for Main Street USA are underway, and we are looking for sponsors. I know we talked about this, September 19th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. If you're interested in being a sponsor, contact our Parks and Rec office. No minutes.
Nope.
So then we'll move on to amendments. Alderwoman Collins.
Your Honor.
We have the following two additions, item number 9 and item number 10.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Any questions on those? Mr. Clerk.
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
14-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, Ford, petitions.
We have a world record, Your Honor.
Okay,
first one was from Alderman Platosh. For installation of a crosswalk at the intersection of State Street and Linwood Street for the safety of the crossing of school children in the area.
Police Commission.
Okay.
Are you taking notes, Captain Steck? I feel like a lot of these are going to.
Second is from Alderman Smedley and Alderman Sanchez. Amend the City of New Britain zoning ordinances to add section 170-110 for sign regulations in the CBD commercial business district and modify existing section 250-10 and 250-50-40.
We're going to proudly refer that one to City Plan and Zoning. The Zoning Committee.
Zoning Committee, yes. The third, also a long one, it is from Alderman Salerno. To amend the zoning ordinances of the City of New Britain to amend 50-10 classes of districts and add section 50-10-60 incentive housing zone transit oriented design district overlay zones.
Same thing, the City Plan and to the Zoning Committee.
Number 4 from Alderman Salerno. Amend the official zoning map to add an overlay zoning district, the IZH and TOD-3, Incentive Housing Zone Transit Oriented Design District, East Street, encompassing the area surrounding the Connecticut Fast Track East Street Station.
Same thing, City Plan and Zoning Committee.
From Alderwoman Shirley Black, please investigate and repair cracked sidewalk in front of 15 Adams Street. Residents have complained it is a tripping hazard.
Sure thing, we'll send that off to Public Works.
Number six, Alderwoman Toni Lynn Collins, please conduct a traffic study, parking evaluation in the area of Patton Drive, Wainwright Drive, and Walker Road for the possibility of reducing the no parking restrictions in that area.
To the Police Commission.
Number seven is Alderman Giantonio and Alderman Pabon. Please look into the possibility of installing crossing lines in the Walnut Hill Road between the Darius Miller Shell and the World War I Monument. Residents have complained of pedestrians not having a crosswalk, thus impeding the flow of traffic.
To the Police Commission.
Okay. Number eight, please conduct a traffic study. I'm sorry, this is from Alderman Daniel Salerno. Please conduct a traffic study on Halsey Road. Residents have complained of excessive speeding at all hours of the day.
Police Commission.
Number nine from Alderman Salerno, please conduct a traffic study to determine the possibility of having a four-way stop sign at the corner of Booth Street and Broad Street. There is a large amount of pedestrian foot traffic and residents in the area feel that the installation of a sign would reduce the possibility of accidents.
To the Police Commission.
Number 10 from Alderman Salerno, please conduct a traffic study to investigate speeding on Cottage Place. Residents have complained of excessive speeding on that street by drivers using it as a shortcut to avoid the light at the East Street intersection.
To the Police Commission.
Number 11 is from Alderman Giantonio and Alderman Smedley. Please investigate the parking situation near Albany Avenue and Pulaski Street. People are parking too close to the corner, creating unsafe driving conditions.
Police.
And number 12 is from Alderman Smedley. Please have a sound/AV company evaluate and submit a plan on how the council chamber sound and audio-visual capabilities can be better used or improved for the 2015 technology needs of our TV broadcaster and council use. I think there's 16 more paragraphs. Hang on a second.
Thank you. Okay. Keep going.
The current equipment is obsolete and cannot be properly controlled, and feedback is constantly heard.
Property management.
Okay. That's it, Your Honor.
I mean, unless you want to refer it to yourself.
Somebody must have fixed it.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. consent agenda.
Yes, Your Honor. All items are on consent. Items A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O are on consent. Agenda.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk.
All the persons Trueworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
14-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. On to resolution numero uno, Alderman Shirley.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt item one.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
This is a resolution that a couple folks spoke on, and it has been sent over to committee for a public hearing. Came back with a favorable recommendation to increase the exemption for qualified veterans from $5,000 to $10,000. What that translates into as far as tax dollars for individuals is approximately a couple hundred dollars for qualified veterans. The $10,000 limit is the maximum that's allowed by law, and it's been since 2004, if I remember correctly, when the last time that this was adjusted for. There are approximately 1,900 folks in town that receive a basic veterans exemption as given to us by the state. This would affect approximately 250, maybe a little bit less of those. And this is income dependent, so for folks, a single qualified veteran, about $34,000 a year, and adjusted gross income, married couple, $42,000 a year, adjusted gross income. I know Mr. Koenig is here and is certainly well-versed on this subject, as I'm assuming that folks will have questions to discuss this in committee as well. You know, there are other municipalities, as was stated during public participation, that have already increased this over time. And, you know, we've all been up here and dealt with the property tax system at the local level and the flaws that it has in it here in the way that we collect taxes in the state. I think there's a general consensus that that's probably, we don't do the best. It's a flawed system and not representative of the of how much income you actually make. For me personally, we're an overtaxed, and that creates an overtaxing upon our local community more so than in other communities. There's some changes coming down the road next year which look very promising as far as the car tax, but this is an opportunity that we have here at the local level to be able to make our local taxing system more progressive. Is this perfect? No. Does it do every fix the property tax system that we have? No. I wish we could do more. The state only allows for three or four different exemption possibilities, one being veterans, one being folks with disabilities. There's an exemption for folks, blindness exemption, and surviving veteran, surviving spouses of police officers as well, and then of course a seniors exemption, which is we've talked about, and that is a longer process than this one. But there are only a few different areas where we can that the state enables the local municipalities to be able to do this, and so it's now back before us. I urge everyone's adoption, and you know that we made a decision also for this increase, the differential between what is currently offered or available, I should say, to some of our veterans who are not as well off as others. We put into the budget this year to be able to cover for the differential. So thank you, Your Honor, and I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 2, Alderman Platosh.
Alderman, I mean resolution number 2. I move to accept and adopt.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins. You're welcome. Go ahead.
I move to accept and adopt.
Yeah, second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
I thank you. Resolution number 2 is a Puerto Rican festival, which be held at September 12, 2015. It will be on High Street of New Britain. It's from between Broad Street and Lafayette Street. And I thank you.
Thank you. Questions, comments? No. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 3, Alderman Platosh.
Resolution number 3, I move to accept and adopt.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
This is September 19th. And it's 10th annual Ukrainian Festival on Falcon Field. It's been going for for 10 years. And as far as I know, it's been very successful. And it's September 19th from 12 noon till 10 p.m. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 4, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 4.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Cabot.
Resolution number four is a resolution from the Police Department. The Drug Investigation Fund has drug asset forfeiture dollars they would like to give the City of New Britain for use in drug control strategy. The City of New Britain would like to take this money. The amount is $180,000. It will be used for overtime and investigation expenses and other equipment. We do have Captain Tom Stack here to answer any questions, should there be any, but should there not be, I urge adoption. Actually, regardless, I urge adoption. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Questions, comments? None? Because we're allocating funds, Mr. Clerk.
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platash.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Polinsky.
Yes.
14-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. Resolution number five, Alderman Platash.
Resolution number five, I move to accept and adopt.
You got to refer.
And item number five, I move to accept and refer to License Committee.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Resolution five is for a St. Peter Church Oktoberfest, which will be held on September 26, 2015, and it's on 98 Franklin Square. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Comment? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number six, Alderman Naples.
Your Honor, I move to accept and adopt resolution number six.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
This is to allow the city to accept an arts grant budget of $68,359 to promote arts in New Britain. I believe that the Arts Commission has already voted how this is going to be parceled out, and they're just waiting for us to accept the money. I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk.
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platash.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Polinsky.
Yes.
14-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Resolution number seven, Alderman Carlozzi. Or.
He's in Italy already.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt item number seven.
Second.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. Item number seven is a LOSIP fund budget transfer for fiscal years 7, 8, 10, and 11. It's a total of, well, it says on the, all these different numbers, the additions and subtractions, total of $28,000 that are taken out of certain funds from stadium lights to drainage to Martha Hart. These are all projects that have been completed. There's leftover monies, and they're being transferred to the landfill final closure with a total net increase of $28,000, and I urge its adoption. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Mr. Clerk.
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platash.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Polinsky.
Yes.
14-0.
Motion carries. Thank you. Resolution number eight, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number eight.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number eight deals with an agreement allowing the mayor to execute an agreement to accept $200,000 in brownfield downtown development money for the remediation of the police department, the old police department site. I know we had gotten some money previously, but I wanted to thank the mayor and Director Malinowski for going back and trying to urge the committee to give us more money to help us make that a viable site and hopefully have some new development there in the future. And I urge adoption.
Thank you. This is for that whole parcel as well, just so the council members are aware. It's not just the old police station, it's one Bosco Drive. It goes all the way down to the Grace Church site, all down that way to the senior center. Any questions? Comments? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Resolution number 9, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 9.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
The New Britain Fire Marshal's Office has applied for a fire prevention grant, which they have received. They want to send some members of the Fire Marshal's Office to one of the annual conference, 2015 annual conference, and the amount that we are receiving is $940. This takes in the cash and allows us to expend it on sending 4 members of the Fire Marshal's Office to the conference, and I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 10.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. This resolution authorizes the mayor to enter into an amended agreement on behalf of the City of New Britain to implement the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. It's basically a change in the process by which we take the money. It's federally funded to help our job training program. If you guys know the American Job Center on this one-stop training program, that's run by Department of Labor and Capital Workforce, and approving this will allow us to keep receiving those money, and it will have no impact on any current projects or anything of that nature. I urge adoption.
Thank you.
Would anyone like to pipe in? I would, if I may, just for 2 seconds about this act. This came down from Congress. President Obama signed it into law last year. This is really just, it's a measure that we are taking Capital Workforce Board. The Executive Board is making a consortium of smaller municipal CEOs that get the money from WIOLA, as it's called. The money goes directly to support Capital Workforce Partners and job training programs in the City of New Britain. I know recently we were brought aware that the Department of Labor will be laying off quite a substantial amount of individuals from the New Britain Center. The center will not close. It will stay open due to the money that comes to us from WIOLA directly from this act. So yours truly sits on the executive board now once we pass this, and I will certainly make sure that we continue to get that money. Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Here, here. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn made by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman Belinsky. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 7:57 p.m.
Okay. Yay, yay. Imagine if we did have 47 petitions. Sorry, what's up? You get burnt this week? Do you decide to just write petitions all week?